Welcome to the Ike Packers podcast.
Go Pack, go.
A win is a win. There's still hope for the season.
Go Pack, go.
Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen. Please leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the show. We're IKE_Packers on Twitter.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. Green Bay knocked off the Panthers. It was tight, 33-30. So we have game recap, analysis, and more coming to you on Christmas Day. Thank you for tuning in and spending time with us, Packers fans. Let's get into today's episode. Here we go.
Merry Christmas, Packers fans. Welcome back to another episode of the Ike Packers podcast. My name is Alex Eichsted. I'm your host, and we have a episode for you on this special day. If you celebrate or if you don't, if you're just tuning in for the Packers, if you're tuning in for all the magic, we welcome you here at Ike Packers from the over 100 plus countries listening with a special Christmas Day episode. Packers fans, I'm joined by my co-host KJ. We're going to be talking the game against the Panthers. KJ, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Packers fans, Merry Christmas to all of you. Very special day. Very thankful to be in this wonderful community with you all. Very thankful that all of you are here, all of you are listening, all of you are interacting on X. Packers got a huge win. We got a huge win. The season is still alive. We got two more games. Vikings, Bears, divisional opponents. Wouldn't have it any other way. We can win both of these games. We've got to take care of business. It's basically like put up or shut up time. And for me as a fan, I'm thankful that our season has actually has something on the line at this point. Like, we're actually playing for something. We're not eliminated yet. I expect us to win a lot more games than we do, but hey, you know, we're there. It's anybody's game, and I mean, we can win these two games. We just have to prevent the defense from going off the rails. I mean, let Jordan Love keep cooking. He's on an unbelievable run. Aaron Jones, 130-plus yards coming back for him. Need that. Need to get these receivers healthy and on the field. Love what I saw out of Dontavian Wicks. Romeo Dobbs, just the steady Eddie out there, getting very little credit. But, man, Pack, have a shot here. We have a shot. We've got to take care of business down the stretch.
Two games remaining. Vikings. Oof. That's coming up next. Tucker Kraft said, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals, after winning that game against the Panthers. And I know he's eyeing up that Vikings game on New Year's for that follow-up and have a Happy New Year. Yeah. And that would be some sweet Happy New Year.
Quote tweet on that
for Tucker Kraft. But at a larger scale, like, what I saw in the Panthers game is not good enough to beat the Vikings. Like, truly the Panthers was like playing a JV team. A JV NFL team, and that means junior varsity for those outside of the USA. It's kind of like the second best team in the high school, and you could see the size differential. Right. I mean, the Packers D was still not able to stop Bryce Young. We gave this man a huge game. It was unimpressive. I have generally been impressed with Jordan Love, some of the young receivers, Dontavian Wicks, Tucker Kraft. But I'm not, like, here to blow that whistle too hard because I know how Packers, you know, receivers have struggled building on year one. So I want to see consistency here. I've seen a lot of good stuff out of Love. I'll blow that whistle a little bit and let everyone know that, hey, we actually have a quarterback here. And, Cage, what I saw, honestly, was a game where we almost collapsed. We almost collapsed and lost it. How do you think that's going to affect the Vikings game coming up?
We've got to tighten up, man. We've got to get everything in line. It comes from the leadership. It comes from the prep. It comes from the practice field. All of that has not been good enough. Yeah, man, these guys are very talented. And like you said, you mentioned a couple guys. Tucker Kraft, especially after the catch. He's probably one of the most dangerous after-the-catch players we have. Yeah. You think about Jaden Reed. You think about Christian Watson. Like, Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft are polar opposites after the catch. Luke Musgrave is just a slithery snake. He knows how to get open. He knows how to find the gaps in coverage. He's savvy like that. He's a great route runner. He's very agile.
He got his catches, though.
And he gets his catches. He's very, like, polished. But Tucker Kraft is just something else after the catch, man. He is not looking to go down. He's looking to get that end zone. He's looking to hurdle guys.
You just said the words that I think describe Tucker Kraft, Packers fans. How would you describe Tucker Kraft? KJ just said Tucker Kraft is something else. And maybe that is the best way to describe him, because you almost feel like this guy's got a little bit of special to him at the TE position. Like, the name, the story, the purpose, and all of a sudden the play is like, bro, this guy's trying to ball on people. Like, it's one thing to run a nice route and pick up, like, 13 yards and fall down and get tackled by a corner. It's another thing to try and hurdle a dude and literally take his man card, like, his respect card. Like, you've played sports, Packers fans. Maybe many of you have. Maybe some of you haven't. Maybe you've done intellectual games like chess. There's a point where your card is on the line, and, like, when someone tries to hurdle you, that's one of those moments. That's one of those moments.
Well, it's just interesting because we asked Packers fans what Tucker Kraft's ceiling is. Someone said, Tez from 901 said he's literally Antonio Gates. He got 30 favorites.
Antonio Gates comparison.
Let's see. Brandon says Gronk. I think that's a little high. My name is my name says Kittle. Let's see. Musgrave and Kraft equals Gronk and Hernandez without the murder part. That was Justin Rodriguez writing in. And another person says George Kittle's his ceiling, his floor is Pat Freemuth.
Want to pump the brakes a little bit on the Gronk-Hernandez comparisons, because let's keep in mind, that was like the greatest duo.
Yeah, let's...
Like,
yeah,
yeah. Like, Musgrave and Kraft.
Mark Trumer or better. I like that.
That's a little more in my
George Kittle... Yeah, a monster. Tom Kellogg says a monster. Packers fans are getting excited about Tucker Kraft, and we knew it. I knew it from the moment we interviewed him.
Here's a name for everybody that I think Tucker Kraft could be. Travis Kelce.
Huh.
This is where I see the comparison. Okay, you got Jordan Love, Mahomes-type quarterback.
Good point.
Who, over maybe his career, will have exceptional receivers. Always have some receivers in the bag. But Mahomes is typically... I mean, he's got Tony out there. He's got guys out there. He's elevating all the time. But that tight end has kind of been his staple. And I think drafting both of Musgrave and then Kraft... Kraft, to me, if his, like, high potential could be Travis Kelce. Like, a guy who's, throughout Jordan's career, like, 6-7 year run, being his TE1.
Yeah.
That would be phenomenal. But back to some other good pack, like the Dontavian Wicks. Like, Cage, who's your Dontavian Wicks maybe comparison? And you know, what do you like out of him?
It's so interesting because I know he's explosive after the catch. The thing that I can't unthink when I think of Dontavian Wicks is, like, he was on the Virginia team when his teammates got murdered. And so you talk about all the time these whys, and he's playing for those guys. He's playing his heart out every week, and that makes him a special player. You see him fighting for those extra yards after the catch. He's not running out of bounds. He's not looking to go down. He's looking to get into contact. You know, it's hard to, like, unthink that when you hear about that fun fact, or not really a fun fact, but that fact about Dontavian Wicks is, like, this man is literally playing for his brothers out there. I'm sure he wears that every day when he puts on the pads. And his ceiling, I don't know, man. That's it's almost like a Greg Jennings, but a little, like, taller. A little more, like, body on him. What do you think about that? Because Greg Jennings was explosive when he was on the pack.
I see, like...
He's certainly more...
I see some Devontae Smith from the Eagles, Packers fans.
It's a good one.
The former Heisman winner out of Alabama. He's not a superstar athlete, but for some reason, this guy knows how to ball and get open. Like, Devontae Smith, his stats were unbelievable. But remember, Ja'Marr Chase was actually drafted ahead of him, because Ja'Marr Chase is just simply the better athlete. And that's probably been proven true in the NFL.
He's explosive.
But Devontae Smith still knows how to ball, get open, get catches, get touchdowns. I see that potentially as, like, who I would hope Dontavian Wicks could be for J-Love. But I think, you know, in general, gonna need to see some consistency in these guys in year two. Exciting receiving core. We could talk about these weapons.
Malik Heath did not do anything.
Melton.
Samori Toure did not do anything. Bo Melton did do something. He had a long of 17 yards, 4 catches, 6 targets. Stepping up. You know, we needed someone to be wide receiver 3 out there.
Bo.
It was Bo Melton.
Bo made some plays.
You look at the defensive side. Preston Smith, man. This guy is just quietly chugging along. He had another 1.5 sacks. He's having a pretty good year relative to his deal. And he's one of these guys, like, opposite Rashawn Gary, who had that terrible play where he let the edge just get pretty much get flattened, honestly.
Where he just completely overcommitted. Like, that's what you're...
The Panthers' first touchdown in, like, weeks.
Yeah. It was tough, Packers fans. You maybe saw that play with Rashawn Gary failing to set the edge. Just, you expect better. And this is kind of where the Packers are capping themselves, is...
Preston Smith has 7 sacks.
I made this point to KJ. I would go out and trade arguably our second-round pick, one of them, and try and get a legitimate pass rusher for next season, because... Why can't we get some more production in the pass rush? That really disrupts games, yeah. Guys on the D-line. You saw Devontae White get his arm just completely broken through on a tackle by a running back that ended up going for a huge touchdown. Yeah. It's just...
We need to learn how to tackle better.
Like, the more guys you have that are good at pass rushing and, like, getting after the quarterback, by default, they have to stop the run or else they don't get the snaps.
Yeah.
Right now, we just have, like, so few of guys that they get snaps no matter if they don't stop the run. Because it's like, oh, Rashawn can use one of our one prayers at getting a sack.
Yeah.
So if he can't stop the run or set the edge, it doesn't really matter.
For me, the thing with Rashawn is I know it's early in his deal. I know he's still very young and still carries upside. But it's very much like a sack or catastrophe. Like there's very few in-betweens with Rashawn. And I would even go as far to say is he's, like, subpar at the run defense. Like, our run defense in general is near the bottom of the league. We'll have to run those numbers. But Rashawn is noticeable on the screen. Like, when...
Yeah.
Just... And the reason we're talking about Rashawn is because he's making... He's a $100 million man.
Yeah, so we're going to need... That's where I was bringing up the pick.
It's like, he's got the biggest deal on our defensive unit, Packers fans. So, right? Like, so many of us are upset with the defense, myself included, Alex included. I mean, trust me, Joe Barry's got to go. And
fire him. Let's talk about it.
We have to have serious conversations about Matt LaFleur as well. That's probably going to happen after the offseason. Do not miss those talks. But, yeah, man, I mean, like, there's the Joe Barry problem that's apparent, and then there's, like, the personnel... The highest paid guy has got serious flaws out there. I mean, Preston Smith is just like a steady Eddie. Quay Walker is a flaw. You know, like he flashes so much, but at the same time, like, where is his, you know, first round pick, high level?
He needs to have a great linebacker next to him, like who Devondre's all pro was.
Devondre Campbell, man, he is just a
he's different... falling off the cliff. He's falling off the cliff.
Well, it's his comments. I think that's it for him in Green Bay.
Devondre Campbell pretty much came out during the week. You probably saw this, Packers fans, and said, "That's the last time I'm trying to play through injury." Fans hold it against you.
I got blamed for something. Like I'm a victim.
Like,
you're making 12.5 mil, bro. You have some responsibility. And yeah, you should probably play better if you're making 12.5 mil.
Blaming the injury bug in Green Bay, it's just a sad story. It's like, wait, you want me to bring out the violin for you, Devondre? Like, bro, you made the decision to play.
That's not good for our culture.
You weren't playing well, man. Then fucking tell him to put in someone else. Be a man. There was like a day in sports where you would do that. If you were really too fucked up to play, you'd be like, you know what, brother?
Go in and take this for me.
Like, okay, Packers fans, just a little story about KJ here. One time, he almost had a plane on a pretty badly injured knee because we only had 2 right backs at soccer position. He was one of them, and the other guy got injured as well. And so KJ had to sub in for a quick shift, but he was completely too injured to go. And then went back out, so... You know, it's just kind of one
probably
of those...
Probably had a torn muscle.
Yeah, anyway. One of those times where, you know, I feel like the Packers' culture around injuries has just got this sad story. They want the fans bring out the violins for them. It's like, bro.
There's a culture around injuries, and then there's, like, the toxic culture in general. You need, like, what is neutral culture, what is good culture, and what is bad culture. It's like, Devondre Campbell's tweet is very easily in the bad culture bucket. And I liked Devondre Campbell when he was playing well. I didn't care what he tweeted when he was playing well, but, like... Dude, you're playing like garbage and you're being like terrible for the culture. That's not a good example for our younger guys. So I think he's snip snip. And then you have Jair, who played awful when he came back, bro, like, he's almost turned into a problem himself. It's like, we got, like, our lack of leadership. We talked about this ad nauseum on the pod for, like, 2 years, Packers fans. Hey, shout out to all the listeners who know this. But, like, when you don't have a leadership, it causes tons of problems.
Here's the thing with Jair. He is kind of like a special corner. And Packers fans, maybe there's some that come to your mind in this league, and I think noticeably you got Sauce Gardner, special corner, yeah, right? Just like some of these guys who have their ups and downs, but you have to ask yourself, is Jair in that special category? He probably is, right? And so him having a bad game, it's fine. Unfortunately, it's just Jair. You're going to have to ride with it, right? Like, he's going to be out there, and next season you probably want him locking in because he kind of picks those games where he just balls out on people.
Well, you need some secondary, too.
Yeah. And Jair, I think, he's still 26 years old, so keep that in mind, Packers fans. He's young.
We just need a better culture.
We need leaders. Like, Big Z was our last leader. That's the truth.
On defense.
Yeah. And we stuck him for the captain. Like, LaFleur should have been fired back then, like 2 years ago when they stuck Big Z.
Yeah, I mean, like, LaFleur has definitely helped the team underachieve, in my opinion, but...
Okay, here's another indictment on LaFleur. The captainship is a rotating thing.
That's a good point, man. I know a lot of teams do that, but maybe captain's supposed to mean...
Captain is supposed to mean something. That's why in soccer, you're only allowed one.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to mean something. And I just think, like, hey, that's been a big problem with the Packers. We've kind of shied away from it. Next year, Love's a leader. Dub's a leader.
Yeah.
Jair's a leader. And you probably either demand it of Quay or you go out and get a veteran D end or D line who actually can be a leader, Cage, and you get a new DC who's a leader. Like, Joe Barry ain't a leader.
No.
That's what
And there was Nick Barnett. He commented on our tweet. He basically said, look, if you know ball, you know that the defensive coordinator has to inspire his troops. And you see that going on in Las Vegas right now, who Antonio Pierce has been promoted to head coach, but he's a leader of men. We talked about this a few weeks ago on the pod, how he was the guy with Plexico Burress, and Plexico Burress shot himself, and he was cool enough to, like, be there for his homie when they needed him.
Yeah.
And forgive me, Packers, I got a little bit of a cold right now, so if I sound a little bit under the weather.
We both went through it coming back from Puerto Rico.
But,
they know.
The Packers, we are still in the hunt for a playoff spot.
Playoff spot.
We're not making it easy, but we're still in the hunt. We got to win out.
Here's the thing is, I wasn't encouraged by what I saw against the Vikings. And, Cage, what did the Eagles do with their coordinator?
Pretty sure they either fired him or took the responsibilities away from him.
Yeah, like, the Eagles have recently removed their responsibilities despite being a, you know, championship caliber team. Definitely a contender this year. Like,
quality team.
A quality team. Was it their D coordinator?
I believe it was their defense.
Their defensive coordinator has either been fired or some responsibilities gone. And Matt LaFleur is over here defending Joe Barry.
Well, and here's another deeper problem is a lot of people are like, well, if you get rid of Joe Barry, like, who's going to call the plays? You know, because, like, obviously LaFleur is an offensive guy, or so we're told, right? And it's like, if you don't have another guy in-house who's capable of calling plays, that's another problem.
Yeah.
Like, the Eagles are like, okay, you're not getting it done. We're going to give it to this guy. And they had another guy ready to go because they're probably a well-run organization. They're also
afraid to rock the boat.
Yeah, the Packers are just so comfortable, man. It's crazy. Like,
oh,
we have a shot at the playoffs here. Why is no one taking this more seriously? These guys are... I think that's my biggest frustration, Packers fans. It's just, like, the tone set by LaFleur, right? Like, he's not throwing and catching the football, but the tone set by the Packers' de facto leader and the head coach is not helping anybody. No. Whether it's a lack of accountability, lack of respect, lack of fear, lack of likability, lack of playing to your full potential. He's a nice guy, but...
I'm not so confident that they can win these last two games. We'll put out, of course, with this episode, how do you think the Packers will do in their last two games? We'll get some takes. Do you think they're going to actually go 2-0? let us write us in, right? We love getting the comments, the engagement, numbers going through the roof. Keep it going. Keep texting this show to a friend. But, Cage, I really don't see them knocking off the Vikings here. Ah, I mean, the Panthers put up 30 spot, bro.
Yeah, we're going to play well.
30 spot on our defense is literally Swiss.
Swiss cheese.
It's Swiss cheese. It's air. You know, the meme where they're like the defender, and then it's like invisible. That's the Packers defense right now.
Yeah,
And I think they should just can Joe Barry.
Yeah,
like just to make a statement. Like, bro, right now we're not playing like a team that can make a run.
No,
we're so like what?
It's like if we make the playoffs at this point, you can see how flawed of a team we are, and you can see how noticeable the flaws are, isolation to the defense primarily.
Hey, Packers fans, maybe you over Christmas have been getting some banter with your family. We know we've been getting this Packers banter, and it's been fun.
Yeah.
And it seems, maybe let us know how your families are, but I've, LaFleur, like the real ones out there, the real fans, aren't flying with this coaching. The play calling.
Yeah, the coaching is whack.
The defense, it's like the coaching is visibly whack and lacking. Like Matt LaFleur, Joe Barry, both nice guys, both aren't the guys.
Yeah, it's simple as that.
It's simple as that. And for Wisconsin, it's tougher to move on because, of course, the kindness.
Nice. We're super nice, yeah.
But down deep, this has been the feeling. This has been the sentiment. So let us know if your Christmas banters have been like that as well, family banters, Packers banters lately around that. Cage, any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Just very thankful for everyone. Hope everyone had a great Christmas. It's a little bit of a shorter episode this week. Yeah, Packers fans, I mean, we got the Vikings coming up. It's going to be epic Sunday evening. Don't miss it. It's going to be like a battle of the universe. Season is pretty much on the line. We cannot lose. We cannot lose. I'm so hyped. Don't miss it. We'll talk to you then.
Yep, Packers fans, thank you for tuning in. Hope everyone had a tremendous holiday season. We appreciate all of our listeners. We really do. We're really grateful for you. This is our gift to the community. We've never really done ads because we just kind of want to keep this pristine and the best possible product for all of Packers Nation, all of you. And we thank all of you for riding with us all the time. Text to the show to a friend. Leave a 5-star review. And have yourself a great week headed into the New Year's. We'll talk to you real soon. Go Pack, go.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Ike Packers podcast and want to help the show, please subscribe, tell a friend, and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is how we can continue to give great value to you. As always, till next time, Packers fans, go Pack, go. Better than waiting here. I can't.
There's something about it being just us, I flew all the way to you, and I will do it all again, cause I've been waiting for your love.
And I swear I know you, but that's not enough. If you ever leave, I won't forget these nights. Can you feel the elements catch fire? Cause I've been waiting for your love. And I swear I know you, but that's not enough. If you ever leave, I won't forget these nights. Can you feel the elements catch fire? Cause I've been
my soul's alone, it's fine.